Hi, I'm Mark Hurlbert. I'm the Chief Mission Officer at the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and I'm also the Chairman of the Metastatic Breast Cancer Alliance. And I'm thrilled to be here at San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium 2017, the 40th anniversary. At San Antonio this week, the MBC Alliance is hosting our dinner with our Alliance membership. We gather every San Antonio and every ASCO, and we're thrilled. We just had a multi-day retreat a few weeks ago in Philadelphia with many of the Alliance members attending, where we did a deep dive on what's the Metastatic Alliance working on, what have we accomplished, what do we hope to work on in 2018 and beyond. So tonight here at San Antonio, we're just going to convene and we're going to let members stand up and tell what they're working on related to Metastatic. What have they done since the Alliance launched a few years ago? So it's really an exciting week. We're starting here Tuesday night, kicking off the Alliance activities, but there's a lot of really exciting science this week. Some Alliance collaborators, Dr. Hank Kaplan and Judy Malmgren from the Swedish Cancer Institute in Seattle, have a poster on the epidemiology of metastatic breast cancer. They have one on Friday and one on Saturday, looking at how the epidemiology of MBC is changing over time. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that data as well. There's a big trial publishing tomorrow morning called the POETIC trial. And it's a really interesting trial where they gave aromatase inhibitors for 2 weeks before and after surgery. And there's a translational research component looking at whether Ki-67, a marker in your tumors, can be predictive of long-term outcomes in these ER-PR-positive cancers treated with AIs a short window before and after surgery. So it's really interesting. The POETIC trial will report out tomorrow. And then the last really big exciting thing I'm looking forward to, there's a lot of work being presented this year on male breast cancer. And males do get breast cancer. A lot of the public don't realize that. It's an understudied area. But some of the work by Dr. Fatima Cardosa and her colleagues will be reported out on Friday. There's a session talking about male breast cancer, and it's doing the RNA deep analysis of how does male breast cancers compare or differ from the genomic analysis from breast cancer in women. And I don't know the answer, but I've heard there are some slight differences that they're going to report on, which is exciting. And then on Saturday, there'll be the first report out from the Male Breast Cancer Registry. Again, Dr. Cardosa, who leads the ABC Global Conferences from Lisbon, is part of it. But Sharon Giordano from the MD Anderson Cancer Center here in Texas will report out on Saturday on a prospective Male Breast Cancer Registry. So it's both projects are the largest projects related to male breast cancer ongoing. And the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is pleased to support both of the studies, and the Metastatic Alliance is happy to help promote and make awareness about these male breast cancer studies.